Happiness among Americans dip to a 5-decade low. I wonder why. Let's read. Now I'm going to go in conjunction with Tristan Justice of the Federalist. In a new poll out Tuesday, it shows that Americans are the unhappiest they've been in 50 years. No kidding. That's what happens when the government locks everyone up for 10 weeks and then calls them all irredeemably racist while anarchists light the cities on fire. That's a pretty good summary of it if I've ever heard one. You're all racist. Now watch all these privileged white kids blow up your cities. Racist. In the survey by the National Opinion Research Center at the University of Chicago, it was conducted at the end of May with the majority of the interviews done before the George Floyd riots. But the data offers further glimpse into the impact of recent events on the American psyche. Before I get into that, what happened? I thought we had all these ad campaigns that told us we were all in this together and we were going to get through this, right? Because every frigging ad for 2 months straight told us we're all in this together. We're all going to get through this. We are one. And then the local ones here, I'm sure it was in your state, like, we are North Dakota or we are New Hampshire. They're like, we are Texas. Yeah. What a shock that 10 weeks of that kind of programming. And people are like, I'm done with it, bro. I'm done with it. According to this May 21st through 29th poll, just 14% of American adults said they were very happy. 14%. And those 14% are probably the same percentage of people who have been prepping for 15 years. They're happy because they've been vindicated, right? Everybody was making fun of the guy who had the former shipping container outfitted to be a prepping stronghold. Everybody else saw that guy crazy. Who crazy now? That's all he's got to say. Who is crazy now, right? As far as social distancing goes, 23% said they felt isolated in 2019. Compare that to 50% who say that now. That's right. 50% say that now. As polarization over the country's deepest divides on race reach new heights amid the 21st century woke revolution under the tight pandemic lockdowns, these metrics of self-isolation have only increased while Americans remain deeply dissatisfied with the state of the nation. 18% say they lacked companionship, which is up more than 10% from the 10% in 2018. And 30% reported losing their temper more often during the pandemic compared to just 20% who said the same after 9/11, because you've been stuck in your house. You've been denied your right to go outside. And then you're told to sit there, not get sunlight, eat garbage food, and when you eat terrible food, you feel bad. People have been getting fatter. You know, I'm on my way back, but I got pretty fat for a while, which means people don't feel as good about themselves. All these things contribute to it. And then we're hearing about, and of course, having no outlet except terrible entertainment doesn't help either. The psychological stress of the pandemic lockdowns had already been well documented, with 1 in 3 Americans showing signs of clinical anxiety and depression linked to the public health emergency, raising fears among experts that the exacerbation of an already existing mental health crisis. In nearly 3 weeks since the newest survey from the University of Chicago has been taken, however, a nation in peril continues to deteriorate under the rising tide of woke progressives launching an American version of the French Revolution, suppressing any dissent to the creed of Black Lives Matter with radical demands. Right? You put the population on lockdown. You feed them terrible food. You tell them we're all in this together. You pacify, 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 pacify. You shut down gyms. You shut down all these things. And then you unleash literally the zombies from 28 days later. Oh, you're calling them zombies. That's so terrible. They move fast and they were mindless. You tell me what they were. Tell me what else they were. On a population, first of all, you unleashed younger people who tend to be more active no matter what. And you unleash them under this guise of you're racist if you oppose this. So you've pushed on that two-front assault, a blitzkrieg, if you will. Back into the article. Floyd's death in the custody. George Floyd's death in the custody of Minneapolis police sparked outrage across the country. He forgot to put manufactured outrage. Across the country with protests that began out of earnest to demand justice for Floyd, which quickly morphed into an all-out cultural civil war featuring left-wing riots terrorizing cities and burning minority communities in the name of social justice. The contemporary civil rights movement has now embraced fringe measures gone mainstream, where even the slightest opposition can provoke the Jacobin mob to exile those not enthusiastically on board with the new world order in the age of cancel culture. So that fear of being canceled, which my former students tried to do to me. I'll be completely honest. I remember I talked about that post I made. And I had students reshare it and started to try and cancel me. Calling me a bad teacher, how they complained about me, all this other stuff. Folks, I'm not proud of it, but for now I had to put everything private. I had to put everything private on Facebook, and I blocked every single kid I could find from that school. You know, you could say standing up to the mob and everything, this and that and the other, but, and it's not out of fear of my job, it's just you have to nip these things in the butt before they get too much steam. But yeah, people are, when it's one versus a seemingly, and Tucker Carlson brought it up because he's been attacked for years. It feels like you're fighting a swarm of bees. And the first time, and that was the first time it happened to me, you feel overwhelmed. You feel overwhelmed and you kind of feel upset. And I did, that I retreated as quickly as I did. Right? I retreated quickly out of my own sense of self-preservation. And that's why people like me being forced to retreat, even though I have been proven 100% right about my questions about Black Lives Matter, and I'll continue to do that today here in the Barrett Brief on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing, always on air, always online at crusadechannel.com. Even though I was 100% validated, it didn't matter. They needed, and they used young people, young kids who are stupid. I'm sorry. If you're under the age of 25, you're culturally stupid. You don't know anything, right? You buy all the all the stuff on Facebook and social media and advertising. It's designed to influence the young mind because the young mind doesn't have experience. The young mind wants to do good. They want to make an impact in the world. They want to be remembered. So this was their chance. They were talked to as, you have an opportunity to be a part of the second civil rights movement. And of course, since they've been taught in history classes, correctly of course, that the civil rights movement was one of the most influential pieces of our time, since everybody has been wishing to be a part of that again. You know, there's something I read at the end of, I do the office, the little office to the Blessed Virgin Mary every day. And the three midday prayers that you do, the prayer at the end of the three middays, the daytime prayers. That is a phrase that I've been trying to focus on a lot more lately. The concluding prayer from morning, midday, and afternoon. It says, Lord, make the peace we pray for a reality. May we live our days in quiet joy.